Om Shanti. Very good evening. Om Shanti. Good evening. Everyone enjoyed Dada's meeting yesterday? Yes. In just one word, how would you describe yesterday's meeting? Fantastic? Incredible? Amazing? Yeah. We were very, very fortunate that we have such a beautiful meeting yesterday. And even also more fortunate this evening to have Sister Mohini from New York with us for the Murli revision. For me, Sister Mohini, I always like her deep and insightful churning. She has this unique ability to dive deep and extract and present to us in such a clear way, sometimes very profound and very unique aspects of Baba's knowledge. So we are very fortunate today to have Sister Mohini, not only just for the Murli revision, I'm sure with her spiritual wisdom and clarity, she'll be able to give us very deep aspects of even those yet simple yesterday's meeting, but perhaps some subtle aspects and fresh, unique aspects from yesterday's meeting. Anyone here who is meeting Sister Mohini first time? One or two, yeah, couple of you. So Sister Mohini is the regional coordinator for the Brahma Kumaris for Americas and the Caribbean. She's also the representative for the Brahma Kumaris to the United Nations in New York. You know, Sister Mohini came to Baba's knowledge very young, and it has been, I think, more than 50 years. Sister Mohini has been a student and a practitioner of Raja Yoga meditation, and through her spiritual wisdom, she has touched the hearts and the lives of many, many millions and brought them close to the organization and to the Baba, and to Baba as well. So let us put our hands together and welcome Sister Mohini. So enjoy the session this evening. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So that's the Murli, right? When you listen to Murli, or when we heard last night, that's what Baba said. But when we start reflecting on what Baba said, or what Baba wants us to be and to be doing, first we have to be, and then we do service. So it's not Baba said you have to be just peaceful, but you also have to do service. But the method which we have to use in service, in which Baba said nor it should be too much, nor it should be very little. So in our regional meeting there was discussion on what is too much and what is too little. Anything we apply when it comes to practical life, there are three energy of thought can be used in three different aspects. One is creating, other is cultivating, and third is transforming. Baba has come to establish new world. It's the world of peace, world of love, harmony, joy, happiness. whatever, so many different beautiful things. So Baba has come to create. So what we find sometimes in Brahmin life, that there is not enough of creating, not just positive thoughts, not just elevated thoughts, but thoughts based on knowledge, based on yoga and dharana. That means we create those thoughts. So what yesterday, what I understood and I had been thinking about it is, what is most important is to create this being of Om Shanti. It's not just the thought that I am peaceful, I am blissful. But creating. So Om Shanti, the first step in Om Shanti is that as many times you will think Om Shanti, not like mantra, not like repeating it, but just with really true way, like today I was, it was kind of very, very busy morning. So whenever I felt that I need to recharge myself, Om Shanti. So there was patience. When I said Om Shanti, I was calm. Then when I said Om Shanti, then I was very light. So every time I said Om Shanti internally, or thought of Om Shanti, there was different experience every time. So when Baba said dance of Om Shanti, in the sense of as many times during day while doing actions. Because many say that when I sit in yoga it's good, but when I am busy in actions I forget. And mind gets irritated, disturbed, quick reaction, quickly getting irritated, you know. Which happens with most of the busy people. Very, very good souls, I find that as soon as they have an idea and you want to say something, this is the best thing I could think. Of course, everyone thinks best, but they can't hear it because their mind is so busy. They can't even think that I have a moment to listen to someone properly. So it's lack of that patience, lack of that tolerance, or lack of, you know, that acceptance also. Because it's busy. But if really, with every thought, every breath, we start creating this energy of Om Shanti. So what Baba said, dancing. So that the deep change which will happen in temperament, in nature. All of us get known by our own temperament. If you have idea, you say, talk to this one. No, she's not going to listen anyway. She's not going to change her mind. She's not going to anyway do it. So that's temperament. That means one gets known by how you respond and how you react to the changes which sometimes are required within, while doing service or in relationships. So this being flexible, being open, that means there is not enough of that dance of Om Shanti. So I thought that if we really do it, try for at least 100 times, then it could become 200 times or 300 times. And as much you do it, the being of peace, even we say that our innate quality is peace, but what we have acquired is quite a big lot. We have acquired lot in body consciousness. Not only vices, but traces of vice, sanskars, karmic accounts, lot. So innate quality almost has disappeared, no? When we explain this, that innate quality is peace, and what is happening in the world, more and more violence. So a lot of people say, is it true that that's the innate quality? Because it's not visible at all. No? But for us, Baba's children, creating, not just say, this is my innate quality. Yes, that's the knowledge. Originally, I am a pure and peaceful soul. But I went through the whole cycle. And especially these two ages, copper age, iron age. Because of body consciousness, there is deep within, very deep within, some subtle conflict. Very, very subtly. To be in that total harmony inside, where there is no argument even between one's own mind and intellect. When you're arguing with others, first you are arguing with your own self, we don't realize. Somewhere deep within you are not together. No. Your mind is thinking that intellect, you're not sure what exactly, or you are too sure, very assertive. But peace is somewhere where there is deep within, there is no conflict. That means somewhere that energy of peace within our faculty, within our working, functioning of mind and intellect has to become natural. So when we use word peaceful, no, full, it's not just peace, it's full. So full, then why? There will be upset, disturb, reaction. So there is not enough of creating. Yes, we are peaceful people comparative to the world, but not necessarily. When there are challenges, when there are adverse situations, to stay calm, to be detached observer. And also, when I am that embodiment of peace, Om Shanti, then through my vibrations, through drishti, through attitude, people will experience the vibrations, will create that kind of atmosphere. So creating, I find within Brahmin life is not enough. Creating is not enough. That means we do not really all the time dance with Om Shanti, mental dance, dance in the mind. And as I said, that more you do it, more you start experiencing, you know, as Baba also talked about power. That peace is not just I am quiet, but peace also is your strength, inner strength. Because when you are peaceful, your power to discern works very well. There is clarity. When you are peaceful, you find solutions. When you are peaceful, many things you are able to do just from this word peace. So Baba gave us homework, not just for 1 week or 1 month, but of course it will become constant. Continue with it. But we all should very sincerely start practicing. Every moment there will be new experience, new power experience, or different experiences within the self. And second, as I said, that we use a lot of word on dharana, inculcation, but cultivating peace. It has to be cultivated in the sense of more you apply word Om Shanti, you will find that how very, very naturally you start cultivating peace. So it's creating, then it's cultivating, and third is transforming. Transforming is when I am disturbed, then I said, oh, I have to be peaceful, Om Shanti. So we wait for something, and then when it emerges, then we try to transform it, try to change it. So actually that we shouldn't wait for. It's good we do it. And majority I find, they do the last part is transforming. Because we think that's the most important. But transformation also is double work, no? You create, you have something, then you're changing. You have something, then you're changing. So it's good for me, when I think of transformation, I said, why first you have this kind of thought and then you transfer, then you transfer. Why not originate, you know, create. One time Baba had mentioned that Baba is able to use Zadi Gulzar's soul and body both, that she thinks very little. So that's another thing when Baba said silence of mind, it's not only wasteful mind, not only wasteful thoughts, but also there are many, many things where you can not think, you don't need to think. So verbally it could be like somebody keeps going on, and we are very courteous and we say, Om Shanti. That means please stop it here. No? But can we do that to our own mind? When we tell someone Om Shanti, we don't want to go further, it's enough. Let's discontinue here, or let's resolve it this way. So we do that, but if it's done internally, so this whole thing of, you know, we talk of purity, but then purity and peace also is very deeply connected. Some kind of internal disturbance, conflict, all that is happening, some impurities are there. Not maybe in the form of vices, but sanskars from the past, influences. So transforming is okay, it's necessary, but if we can do it other way around, in the sense of creating, because I remember that lot of, actually, Brahma Baba is not stage of perfection, it comes in front of me, but stage of effort maker. Because one is, we see Avek Babdana, Baba's stage of perfection, but those of us who had been with Brahma Baba, we saw whatever there were scenes of drama, whatever part everyone was playing, you could see that quality of effort Baba was making. That is why in Baba's Brahman life, there was no sorrow, there was no whatever, whether 20 children came and said, Baba, we want to leave. Baba said, okay, when you want to go, do you have place to stay? And today, sometimes even if one student leaves or do something, we either don't want them to come or they come, or we, why this one left, no? Doesn't mean we have to let them go, but I'm just saying that his quality of effort was creating. You could see, you know, this is not gross eyes, but I always felt looking at Brahma Baba that every moment, either he's in remembrance of Baba or he's creating. So creating, and simple, you know, Baba, I thought was so simple, but then some might say, what is this now? And I said, that means we have not enough practice, haven't become the embodiment of our first lesson. So, we are creating new worlds, no? We are creating new relationships. Every moment of confluence age, there is some settling and some creating. Every moment. Some Brahmins always ask this question, how do I know I am settling or I am creating? So you got upset, then I got it, so we settled, right? You said something, so I reacted, I said, so let's settle. You said, I said. That's not settling, no? Because sanskar is still there. Settling is that whatever you say it, my response will be from Om Shanti. From the seed, I will sow that seed and that will transform the relationships. Someone said, I was loud, I was shouting, but this one was so calm. There was one person who was very anti-Brahma Kumaris. But one of his friends came in knowledge. So he told him, he's quite important person in India. Why don't you call the sister and talk? He said, no way, but finally he does. And then he came to Mount Abu and he shared that whatever I asked, whatever I said, but this sister didn't raise voice, even 1% volume. It was same volume. Because sometimes we try to prove, sometimes we are enough, don't say it. Suddenly we are going through something. And then our voice raises, then our face changes. And this was just telephone conversation. Because she stayed very calm. She stayed very peaceful. And that's service. See, that's what Baba Vani said. We have to do service from there now. We all are doing service, giving course, programs, workshops. So many things we keep ourselves very busy with. Calendars are full. Timetable is busy. But what Baba wants us to do, that even when you are seeing someone, you are talking to someone, you are serving. And that's only possible when you are in a very creative, they have a very new word they are using in management and all system changes, as they're calling it, is generative energy. That means you generate it. It's not just what is there, but you generate. So I was thinking that what Baba is actually inspiring us is something very, very important to create, to generate this energy of peace. So the vibrations, our tone, our features, our eyes, our everything just depict that peace. The Baba mentions about a temple in Delhi, about Lakshminarayan temple many times. I don't know how many of you had been there. That used to be my favorite temple. And so when I went to for my journalism, my college was next door. So before I will go like once in a week, because it was quite far. But then I start going every evening. And honestly, until now, I don't forget the eyes of both of them, Lakshmi and Narayan. I still remember that murti, that idol. It's so live, you know, like we look at Brahma Baba, so live, saying something to you, speaking love, speaking cheerfulness. It's like eyes are speaking because they're just marble idols. So what one has to do is to become that, no? I always say towards the end of confluence age, everyone should be that image, that murti. Murti is a very good word. Idol is good. But murti is that, it depicts that, it expresses that. So when it can be through the idols, but now it has to be us, right? Because we are the ones who are becoming worshipper, the soul. So if we, then as Baba said, plan some service, and basically idea which he was giving to, for India, no? Like they were asking Baba, or they must have sent a message to Baba, what we do for this year. So what we have to do now, serve from that stage, serve from that quality, even when you have to give lectures, or it shouldn't be just intellectual information, no? But it should be more coming from, then you will have to speak less too. The connection of silence of mind and silence of word, in the sense of thinking very, think whatever is necessary. Think as much as necessary. It's not you don't think, but lot of things you think were not necessary. And same is with the words. We need to talk, we talk. But our talk has to be, our words have to be not only pure, not only peaceful, but as much as necessary. There is a saying that knowledgeful person talks all the time and a wise person opens mouth once in a while. Because sometimes you have knowledge, so you keep saying, when many give course, I just say, but you just trying to finish your lesson. So service, connection of dance of mind and the stage of silence of mind, and then silence of words in the sense that you speak. So Brahma Baba, when any visitors came, right, he had to meet them. So every time somebody came and we said, Baba, this one has come to see you. So Baba, if he is not in the room, he will go in the room. Baba will rest 5 minutes and then Baba will come. So sometimes some of us used to follow Baba, because if we have to bring him, and we thought that he is creating that being embodiment or invoking Baba, whatever, then Baba will come out and Baba will speak. And I have seen with my eyes, and I always think that these days sometimes you have to give lessons, lecture, you're rushing, running, and then you sit and start talking. But the quality of efforts which Brahma Baba made was that if you have to give life to someone, you're really giving life, not to someone. It's not a simple thing. To give birth, spiritual birth to someone, you have to prepare yourself. So more you prepare, then when you speak, that every word which you speak has a meaning, has sense, it touches the heart, touches the soul. So I was seeing, Lord, very deep connection between dance of mind, Om Shanti, and also service. So this year, whatever service we have to do, has to be from that level. Because otherwise a big question comes, there's so much expansion, there's so much service. Brahmins sometimes are tired or exhausted, or they don't say, oh, I don't have enough time for Baba's remembrance. My Amrit Vela is not that powerful because I'm busy in service. And how would Baba like it? Baba, because of your service, I don't remember you. And Baba will say, whose service is this? My service or yours? Whose task is this? Doing Baba's task, not in remembrance of Baba, is suddenly just, okay, we do good actions. But not necessarily somewhere that establishment of the new world. That's why I like this project of seeing in the being. I had been really, really thinking that how are we going to create that new world. So, dance of mind, then speaking. So that's why Baba said, programs connected with peace and also programs connected with yoga. You will find that as much you do this dance of Om Shanti in the mind, there will be very naturally you are creating that deep harmony, connection or pull towards Baba. Because otherwise remembrance could also be just intellectual. No? Soul is remembering Baba. So when you are in this peaceful energy, peaceful mind, you feel very close to Baba, ocean of peace, very close. Because you have to create that similar energy, what God is, I have to be. Closeness to Baba comes by same energy, no? Baba, you are ocean of peace. I am image of peace. The first lesson when was given to me about yoga, which I learned from first lesson, that first you have to think, Baba has given you introduction. What Baba is, I am also that. Or what I am is, Baba is also. Only difference is, he is unlimited, he is ocean. But I am also. So it's not a new concept of becoming like Baba, but we are like Baba. Only fullness is not there. He is ocean, unlimited, but we are limited. So you have to check. And many, many people will, you know, when situations come or you are busy in service, especially when we are very busy in doing actions, there's always possibility of reacting or not listening, not paying attention. But as much internally you are becoming that image, every response which you will give, every response. So anyone who is around when you are speaking or anything you are doing, any response, everyone will feel those vibrations are very important. So I think that immediately when Baba said the children have to do this, he said, yes, you all are very peaceful. You all are, no, he gave us also, it's not everyone experiences peace when they come to Baba's home. They experience peace from us also. But it's not consistent. cannot say, for 1 week I didn't get upset at all. Upset is not upset as anger. But I didn't leave my seat at all, seat of self-respect, seat of soul consciousness. I remained set, I sat there. So active, very actively being that, not, yes, I am peaceful. But when I say actively, in the sense of all the time, so for me, it was very, since last night, but this morning or whole day, I had been kind of trying to dance the dance of Om Shanti in the mind, and I am finding it's so much experiences. Every moment, like, I am thrilled with something. A virtue comes to me, or I feel that power, I feel Baba, I feel. So I thought, that's something so interesting, it's something so important. How many of you start practicing already your dance of Om Shanti? You will go home and then start? Or you started? It's fresh. I remember when Baba said one time, when Baba says, you do it immediately, then you will get more help. If you say, no, I have to plan, I will put it in my program, I will create timetable, start doing it. And as soon as you do it, so as I said, you have to actively do it. It's not, oh, it's my innate quality anyway, peace is my innate quality. So why you get upset, why you get irritated, why you have short temperament, why you react? So that image of peace, image of love, image of patience, tolerance, all these, I feel, all these powers will come when there is power of peace. All the powers will come. So these days, now this is whole thing of silence retreat for few days, it's okay. I remember when I asked Dadi, she said no silence, she doesn't want few days of silence. We were having in peace village and she immediately said no, it's not necessary. And I realized what she meant, that okay, you do it for a few days, you feel good, it's powerful, but it has to be integrated, my actions and my duties or responsibilities or whatever I have to do, more and more, so that it becomes very, very natural. So save the energy of thoughts. And that saving is cultivating, actually, you know. I'm listening to you, whatever you are saying, that I can stay peaceful and listen. Because when we listen, we try to listen and good, but it starts touching us in some way. And it's considered more normal when you are touched by anyone's emotions than being detached, right? Sometimes when you are detached, you feel that that person might think that I don't care, or I'm not enough loving. But when you are detached, then you are responding in a very different and in a beautiful way. It doesn't mean that you are not loving. So, then I am touched by what I heard, then I will talk somewhere, repeat somewhere, have those thoughts, something comes up. So reflections are good for everything, but deep within we get conditioned by that information, very subtly. So next time when you have to discern, you discern based on your condition, and that's what Dadi Janki calls as influence. So many times she says, There should be no influence. So there is always influence. What I saw, what I heard, what this one did it. And if you don't want any influence, then it's very important, as I said, that this whole dance of Om Shanti will help us where I'm not acquiring that what I am. I'm playing my part. You all are playing your part. There will be many situations, but I don't acquire anything from there. Even if it's positive, it's not negative. It could be very positive. So how much we allow that information to create some influence? Lot of Brahmins, they do certain things, and when they find solutions, I always find their solution is mixed somewhere with certain theories they have heard, believed or read. It's not from pure divine intellect. Because our every, when we have to discern and decide, it has to be through divine intellect. And when I was young, Baba's young Brahmin, yesterday I went in Baba's room in Pandavavan. So Shashi just said, sit on the bed, it's higher. So I remember that first time when I came to Madhuban, almost 60 years now. So I was a teenager, had started going little bit in trance. So Baba made me sit on the side of the wall on his bed. He didn't have chairs and sofas those days, rare. Little dining table with few chairs. And Baba will give me drishti, I will go in trance. So then after that Baba said, to get message accurately, then you don't need, nothing should go in your intellect. Nothing should influence your intellect so that you can receive the message. And since then, I pay a lot of attention, I hear news, I come to know what's happening in the world, but not allow that to become part of the energy of the intellect, where when I am discerning, someone sold a house, $500,000, she said, I went to accountant, what to do with that money? So he said, invest this much, save this much. So I was smiling. She said, what would you recommend? I said, completely different. I will say this, this, this. Because Laukik accountant will think different. Lawyers will think different. Even doctors will think different. But if I have to use divine intellect and understand, based on, of course, divine intellect is understanding of karmas, understanding of relationships, understanding of everything. And then we learn, we plan and do everything. So I think this whole thing of Om Shanti dance, I think will reveal to us our lot of inner powers, inner capacities. And I think we all need to serve from that level now. Because when this year I came to Madhavan in meeting, I thought I will think about what really worldwide we as Baba's children need at this time. Which direction? So when yesterday Baba said it, I loved it, but I had been also thinking, where our energy now, how we move forward? Collectively, internationally, worldwide, and what should we do for that? What is required so that wherever we are, a small center, big center, country in Asia or country in America or everywhere. So of course Baba gave us this homework, which we all have to do it together, but also we have to see what is our next step in doing service. Because a lot of projects we do, lot of service we do. And it's good to share message. But somewhere the change which will happen in us will also make us think service at a different level. And wish definitely will not be not too much, will not be too little. That means exactly the way souls should be served, they will be served. So I think that we should take it sincerely, attentively, and start dancing the dance of Om Shanti. I heard that today is some program, something, right? So it's really thrilling. My goose pimple raised when I heard and I started doing it. First I just thought, what I'm going to say, what's Murali Division now? It's only Om Shanti. But when I start practicing, is it I'm dancing in? Am I dancing with Om Shanti? It started revealing so much different things. My head was like, oh, that's good. I really loved it, and I recommend that we immediately start practicing this. Om Shanti.